Hello, this is Wes Otis, and we are here for Agents Dossier, episode number 30. I have some wonderful players with us. Let us start with Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter. And this is, you know, living those suburban dreams, I guess.
Hey, y'all, Mac here, and I am playing Wanda Sims, who, she's just straight-laced as fuck. Everything I am not.
Acting.
That's how I got into Juilliard.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Yesenia Alvarez. And yeah, she's just flexing those investigative skills.
Hello, I am playing Norman Morales. And I think he's slowly realizing that he might be in like a crazy Desperate Housewives episode.
All right, let's do a recap. Now, if you've listened to the last two episodes, you know that there is literally a ton of stuff going on with a ton of different NPCs and everything else. So I'm just going to hit the stuff that really matters for where the game is right at this second. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking about a billion different things. So in the last game, you talked with the athletic director. And after that, you took all of the information that you had and you went to Lenny's to kind of suss everything out. You found out about Bree, Summer, and Tiffany's husbands. You kind of looked into them. You found out that they were making a lot of moves. One of them is a real estate agent who's living in one of their houses that they're selling right now and might be having trouble with Tiffany. The marriage might be on the rocks. You found out that Roderick was an accountant who's been talking with a lot of offshore banks, like in the Cayman Islands kind of deal, and that Bree's husband, Pete, is looking to sell their lumber yard and has been kind of shopping around a little bit for that. The next big game is on Saturday. It is Thursday, so you all had talked about possibly checking out the lumber yard to see if there was anything going on there, and also checking out some of the places that Omar is selling. At this point, it really does feel like a Mean Girls, Desperate Housewives, whatever, Kardashian kind of situation, where you've got these really powerful moms in the PTA who there's no direct evidence that they're making these other parents disappear. But according to Hank, they tended to cause problems if their kids were taken off the court to let kids of lesser athletic ability go up and play, these kind of things. Or if another player was better than their kid, they might try to get that kid taken off the court as well. So that covers, I think, the good basis of what happened in the last episode and where we're kind of at. I need to know from the group, it is Thursday night. Are we fast forwarding to Friday night, or are you guys going to go stake out Bree's place tonight? Are you going to break into the lumber yard tonight? What's the plan?
That is a good question.
I think going straight for the Friday night meeting might yield more information.
I'm sorry, I missed that in the thing. You also looked at the interactions between Bree, Summer, and Tiffany on their texts and whatever, and they seem to have some kind of weird code exercising. See you at 11 tonight or some bullshit where they're meeting in area that's like super industrial or whatever, that why would these people meet there? So yeah, Friday night was their next meeting. If you all want to fast forward to that point, we can.
Norman was thinking that if we were to find anything suspicious in the lumber yard, maybe going tonight would be better than splitting up tomorrow night, since we definitely want to go to the women's meeting. I don't know. I guess we're not going to find like a chewed up body in a wood chipper, but I am curious.
Or maybe we will.
Is that your friend in the wood chipper?
Yeah, I am curious. I don't know what the reference was.
It's Fargo.
Oh my god.
At the end of, yeah, in Fargo.
I haven't watched it yet.
They're shoving the guy's foot in the wood chipper. Yeah, it's pretty gruesome. It's awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
I have to watch Fargo. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's amazing. It's great.
I want to. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's good.
So perhaps we'd want to examine the lumberyard tonight if we can find a window where there'd be just less people, because I don't know, they might have like Dobermans in the fenced off yard or something. I don't know. How did lumberyards work?
No, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
So tonight you're going to go to the lumberyard. Friday you're going to go to the meeting, and then Saturday you're going to go to the basketball game. All right.
Yes. Yep. Our dance card's full.
Yeah, it is. It's totally full. As you're leaving Lenny's, Yesenia, you get a feeling like you're being watched.
Okay. I just kind of really quietly, like without really moving my lips, you know, I just kind of go, guys, there are eyes on us. And I just start looking around like really casually.
Can I see if I notice any camera lens or something in a weird place?
Everybody give me an alertness roll.
I have a computer screen vision, apparently. Kind
of alertness. You got control. Blue blockers on.
Yeah, no.
Poorly, so no.
Okay. All right, let's see how this goes.
30 under my 62.
Okay.
I lost vision, I guess, because I got a 94.
Oh, no.
I somehow just looked into the sun or something.
Some speck of dust got in your eye.
Oh, God.
I rolled a 56 over my 32, so apparently I'm, you know, in a food coma from the Lennies.
We're struggling.
So Yesenia is the only one that kind of you're looking around. This is more of a, it's not an industrial area that you're in, but it's definitely like next to a shopping center, like outdoor shopping mall kind of thing. And there's a lot of businesses around, more like offices. And one of the buildings nearby, probably about five stories, you kind of catch a glimpse of a figure just ahead, looking down towards you, watching your movements.
And I say, just real cash, 2 o'clock from my position.
The rest of you notice it when you look kind of, when you nonchalantly look up at 2 o'clock.
Are they hooded? Are they like...
It's hard from this distance to see because it's like, it's five stories up. But yeah, it looks like they're wearing some kind of hat, probably a baseball cap. You see the brim.
And we can't tell male, female, tall, short.
No, because they're just looking over the edge of the building down at you. So they're pretty well hidden, except for just watching. They don't seem to be holding binoculars or anything, which for you is weird because they're just far enough away that they should need them.
I want to kind of walk down the street so that, you know, pretending like we don't notice them, but trying to get a little closer so we can get a better look.
Okay. Let me see what their alertness tells them. Dick all. Okay. That was a 93.
They also look into the sun.
Yeah, they do.
And maybe, I don't know, go into the shop in the building that they're on top of.
Okay. They seem to be tracking you. And then you disappear into the shop and like you cross, you nonchalantly walk across the street. You're looking around like you're looking at buildings. You're like, oh, look, a plumbing store. And then you're kind of going down the street and you sneak into the place. The owner's like, can I help you when you walk into the store?
Are we all in there or just Yesenia?
Well, if you want to be, it's up to you.
I guess to make it look normal, we probably stayed in a group-ish unless anyone wanted to take off directly.
That's what I was assuming, but you don't have to.
I was thinking about sneaking around the side. Is there a fire escape on the building?
No. There's not a fire escape, but you could go around back. They could come out the back.
Yeah, because I was wondering if there's like an awning outside of the store, if it's possible to like walk under the awning so it looks like I walked in the store, but actually circumvent the building.
Sure, let's do a stealth roll and see how that goes.
Well, we'll see if my dice hate me less on this roll. I got a 35 under my 50.
Excellent. Yay. So you're able to sneak around back.
Do I mark a thing for that too? Okay.
Well, no, you only mark when you fail.
Oh, no, you only mark if you fail.
Failures. Okay, well, I did fail a roll, too. That's why I was trying to remember which was which.
And make sure the two of you, for your alertness, you mark
alertness.
It.
Alertness.
Robin, what about you? Are you going to just stick with Yesenia, or are you going to...
I'm going to stick with Yesenia.
Because you might have to patch her up at some point.
Yeah, I'm a runner, not a fighter, Jim. Also, yes, I'm after previous engagements, I feel like maybe...
Maybe it's a good idea.
What I do is get my first aid kit ready.
You've been asking her for literally the last year to stop wearing the target on the front of her shirts. And
Maybe your undershirt shouldn't always be red.
Yeah. It's my sidekick bullseye.
No, it should always be Kevlar at this point.
What about Norman? Norman, what do you want to do?
Is this like a kind of building? You said it was like there are multiple shops, street level, and then there's like...
There's offices.
Offices, right.
Above, yeah.
So it was, if there's like a nearby bench or something near the store, because I don't even want to go in that store, but don't know what it is, don't care. I want to just sit and do the kind of like casual scrolling on my phone, but keeping an eye out in front of the store on street level.
There's probably a bus stop bench nearby that you can do that on with no problem. So you're going to stay out front. Yesenia and Robin are going to go in, and Wanda has snuck around to the back. Okay. So let's start with Yesenia and Robin. The owner says, oh, hi, can I help you? And it's just like a general store with like food and, you know, snacks and stuff like that.
Oh, just looking around. Thanks.
What do you want to do? You're in here now.
I want to head towards the back and see if there's roof access.
Distract the owner a little bit. Ask some questions about some of the, like, oh, do you have this specific brand? Something, something.
Okay, I'm not going to make you roll for that. I'm going to say that that's not a problem. Yeah, you see that there is an employees-only door in the back. There's no, like, just here's the stairs, you know? So you're figuring any access is behind that door. Do you want to try to get through it? Give me a stealth roll. You have combat boots on, right? No, just kidding. Go ahead.
56 under my 73. I am stealthy AF.
All right. So you slip in. Robin, you notice this. You notice the suddenly Yesenia is gone. And do you just keep chit-chatting or do you try to disengage and make your way up there as well?
I figured that was going to be the plan. That is why I was distracting the owner. So it's like, so now I'm going to try to get up there myself, I guess.
Yeah, let's make the same thing. You disengage. I mean, it's a general store, so unless you're doing something weird, they kind of go back to watching whatever's on their little screen on their TV or whatever. So let's make a stealth roll for you as well.
27 under my 41.
Awesome. So you both slip in. Yesenia, do you wait or do you just go up? It's probably not that much time, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I don't think I would wait because I don't want to give them a chance to get away. So yeah, I head up and I'm ready just in case for anything.
Okay, so you got your gun out. Norman, I'd like you to make a persuade roll because there is no acting, so.
Right, I got 40. Just letting everyone know, don't fall anyone. Okay, 28 under my 40.
Awesome. So you're good. You don't look like you're looking around too much or anything like that. Now, Wanda, you're in the back. So far, you haven't seen anyone coming out the back door yet. Yesenia and Robin, you make it up to the top of this, you know, there's basically an access stairway that goes up and has, you know, access to each level. You finally get up to the top. It's 5 flights. How do you want to go through the door?
I don't want to bust through. I just want to, you know.
Do you want to open it slowly and kind of look through?
Yeah.
All right. You see 3 figures. One is looking over the edge of the building. The other 2 are kind of sunken down, whispering to each other something.
Okay. Do they look Bree, Tiffany, Summerish?
They all have like hoods on and gloves, and they look like stereotypical 1980s thugs or something like that, with like, you know, hackers. Yeah, ne'er-do-wells.
Hackers.
They look like hackers from the 90s. Like, they've got on the hoods and the whole nine yards. But one of them's watching, obviously, Norman below, and the other 2 are whispering to each other.
I'm going to come out and point my gun and say, hands above your head.
Robin, where are you? Are you right behind Yesenia?
I figure I'm, yeah, just a couple, like, I was talking to the guy for a few minutes, like two, three minutes, and then I came up and staying out of the line of fire. Such a coward. Fine with
no,
that.
Well, God. After everything
no, you're
you see,
the, you're the patch him up person.
That's called being smart. You swing the door open and you put your gun out and say, put your hands up. They all slowly get up. They turn towards you and they go, the one who is looking over the edge, where's Robin? He says to you.
Get on your knees. Put your hands over your head.
They start running towards you full bore on all fours, snarling.
Oh, well, that's shooting time. Oh. All right.
Actually, that's a resolve check because you were expecting summer. These are not summer.
Okay.
That's whiplash.
So give me a resolve check first.
I did not make my resolve check. Son of a biscuit.
Oh, no.
Well, you're lucky you only take 1 point. You're just kind of stunned, really, for just a second, but then you start firing. How many shots per round is your gun again? It's like 3 shots or something?
Something like that.
Well, I'm going to say that if you want to do 3 shots, you can. It's just each shot to hit. The first one's at normal level, the second one's at negative 20, and the third one's at negative 40, okay? Because you're not aiming, you're just going bam, 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 okay? So make 3 rolls and let me know how they go.
Okay. First shot, my dice. I miss.
Okay, second shot.
So now it's second shot I hit, and it's a 22, so that is a crit.
It is a crit. Huzzah.
Third shot is a hit.
Wow, even with a negative 40, that's awesome.
Yeah, because my firearms is 80.
It's really high.
It's so really high.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and I rolled 89 on that first shot. And then I did 22, and then I did 30.
Your skill is a D10 for the pistol, correct?
Correct.
So your critical hit is going to be max damage. So you do 20 points of damage. Whatever this thing is just drops. You do a ton of damage. You split its head open or something. The second one you hit, roll a D10.
I rolled a 10.
Oh, it too drops to the ground. The third one leaps at you. Wanda and Norman and Robin, all of you here, gunshots, 3 real quick gunshots from the vicinity where Yesenia is. Don't try to say vicinity and Yesenia together. Those are hard words.
The Yesenity.
Vicinity. Yesenity's vicinity. That's like a getting ready for, that's like a mouth exercise. All right, so the third
one. I know,
like
rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Yeah. The third one's jumping at you. Nails you unless you dodge.
Why is my dodge so low? Okay.
Why do you dodge if you kill things before they get to you?
Aha. True. I do not dodge.
All right. So, Robin, you're maybe like, let's say, 5 feet behind on the stairs because the stairs just go up and there's this little ledge and then they go out. And suddenly you see Yesenia shoot 3 times. And then she gets knocked back down the stairs. I want, Robin, for you to make, I'm going to say dex check, because you're to get out of the way quick enough to not get smacked by the two of them. I'm not going to make you make a dodge check. So let's start with that.
That is a 61 under my 70.
Well, okay, so you're able to get out of the way quick enough. Can Yesenia give me a... I'm going to say a luck roll.
Oh, okay.
You want to get...
Rut row.
You want to get under a 50%.
Oh, no. No, and I hate to say it.
No!
Did you critically fail?
It was a 99.
Fail? Oh!
It was a 99.
Yikes.
Oh, that hurt.
We were joking about the med stuff. We were joking.
That hurt. These dice are getting banished.
Oh,
you know, it just so long as I guess that's why I stay back.
Yeah, that's why you stay with her.
I got to be honest. Failure forwards the story. All right.
All right. So, Robin, you jump to the side and they careen down the steps and you hear this horrible cracking sound at the bottom of the steps. Just bad. And suddenly the creature rears up and its hood comes off. And it's this, you remember the dog creature with the snout and the whole nine yards from the last operation. It's one of these creatures. And it starts to try and choke Yesenia, who is already knocked out and bleeding profusely from her head. What do you want to do, Robin? And just so I know for why this is going on, what is Wanda and Norman doing?
I'm looking for the quickest way to get to the top of the building.
Okay.
Same.
Norman? Okay, so both of you are rushing up.
I guess I will use my unarmed combat to try to, like, smack it in the back of the head. Like, kick it in the back of the head to get it off of her.
Okay.
If there's a crowbar or something handy, I guess I could use that. But I'm actually worse at melee weapons than I am just kicking things.
Okay, what about shooting things?
Real bad. When it comes to like a tier level of what I can do, there's unarmed combat, there's melee weapons, and then there's firearms. Each of which is like 1 point above what the base level skill you get is.
I will say this. I will give you a plus 20 on your firearms, either as a melee weapon to pistol whip or to shoot, because this creature is, number one, dazed from falling down the stairs a little bit. Number two, focused on Yesenia.
Okay, in which case I will shoot it then.
Okay, so give me a roll.
I wore the Kevlar. Who knew I needed a helmet?
Oh my goodness.
You critically failed that.
I know, it was bad.
I rolled a 2.
Wow. So you shoot this thing in the head and it just slumps over and is no longer with the world.
Okay, and I immediately holster my gun and go to render aid, as is the usual standard here, standard operating procedure.
Yesenia, you took 8 points of damage to your head. You've got a fractured skull.
Of course I did.
And blood coming out of all of the facial orifices. It's not good. Did you like that, Saint? Facial.
Just like all of them?
Yep. Both eyes, wow. Both ears, mouth. Just not good. What is your move? What do you do? Because she's in real big trouble.
We got to take her to the hospital. Did we all come in the same car, or is it a, are we a little?
It's up to you. I'm not going to force you into it one way or another.
Because I'm thinking we might need to clean up the scene a little bit. Maybe we can call in someone to do that as we take her to the hospital.
Okay, we need to call in Agent Jackson or whoever.
Yes.
Yeah, Agent Jackson. That's your handler.
And so Norman and Wanda, if y'all want to deal with like things on the ground here and some damage control while Agent whoever, Jackson. The name and I've already
Jackson.
Got it. While Agent Jackson arrives or possibly arrives, or I take Yesenia to the hospital.
Fair.
Yeah, sounds good.
You call up Agent Jackson. She immediately starts dealing with the police and with sending in a cleanup crew. While you're waiting, we will say that you have a chance to kind of look over these bodies. These are, you know, these are ghouls. There are three of them. She killed the two with the two shots upstairs or on the roof. And the other one was done in by Robin.
These are going to be very new for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I have not seen these before.
Yeah, so I forgot. Wanda, can I get a resolve check, please?
Yeah, I was kind of thinking you were going to want me to roll one.
Yeah, I was so in it that I forgot.
I want to roll under still, right?
Correct. Under or at?
I got a 25 under my 50.
All right, so I'm going to say you still are going to, because of your nature, I'm going to say you still lose 2 points. Not a lot, but this is a lot to take in. Because they're wearing clothes and they look like dogs. So you're thinking werewolf.
Yeah, I kind of hold on to Norman's arm for a second. And I'm like, what the hell are those?
Yeah, well, I guess we'd call them, like, kind of roll my eyes, ghouls. We have dealt with these before in Telldale, Idaho. So I guess if they're out here too, then there's going to be quite a few more of these. Yeah, it's no shame in getting your bearings for a minute. It sucks.
Is there a rundown on weaknesses or anything else that I need to know about these creatures?
Oh, yeah, actually. And I'll just send a file that I have.
Wanda would want to download on everything.
Absolutely. It's like, I got you covered there. Everything we know about it now, you know about it. Because Norman would have documented all of that, including his personal experiences, too, with the head bashing and the yuck and the eyeballs. So, and some fire. You know how it goes. Yeah, it's a weird world out there, huh? And if we're near one of the things, I'm just, like, starting to do a glance over of, like, taking in the clothes and...
If Wanda wants to also make a forensic check...
I was actually just about to ask if I could roll forensics.
And if you want to, too, Norman, you can. If you have forensics, you can...
I have a little bit, so I can learn as I fail this roll.
I did not. I got a 93 over my 30.
So you're so shocked, it's kind of hard to deal with. But make a mark next to your thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Well, I got 20, so here we go. Oh, man. And that is a 49. Oopsie noops. Nope.
All right. So you're all looking around and, you know, Agent Jackson sends over a team to clean up and to do their own forensics. And you'll get that information probably later on. Robin, you rush Yesenia to the local hospital where they actually are able to start getting her stable and everything else. Now, here's the situation. There is no way Yesenia is going to recover anytime soon from this particular accident. So what I would like to do is, this is going to be a super short episode. What we're going to do is, while Yesenia is in the hospital, Agent Jackson is going to get another agent to come in as backup to fill in for Yesenia, so that you can continue to do your investigation. And we're going to say that Yesenia is on the sidelines why we're doing all this, which means Michelle will have to make a new character between now and next week to introduce next week, which is the Delta Green Way.
So, specifically the Yesenia way.
Yeah, it really is. It really
My
is.
My new character is going to be named Noenia.
Noenia. Noenia is easier to say.
And then after that, you get maybe Enia.
Oh. And then just India.
Well, then you live in Scotland with your cats.
Exactly.
Womp womp.
I'm going to die. Stop.
This is actually a good place to stop, because I don't want to get too far into a whole nother section until we...
Totally.
Until we get your new agent in there. We will say that Agent Jackson's able to get a new agent in there within a few hours from the accident. And I think this is a good point for those of you thinking of playing Delta Green. It's almost a good idea to make two characters at the beginning of a game, just in case. So thank you all so much. This definitely was not how I thought this was going to end, but it definitely is fun. Let's find out where you know where they all are, but let's just reintroduce our people as we go out. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you know where to find me on the socials at Michelle. You can find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
Mac.
That's my name. Hey, y'all. I am Mac. You can find me on the internets as at Strange Like That, pretty much everywhere. Check it out. Do the thing. See you there.
I just threw a dice all the way across the room. So I feel like that's a good segue to Saint.
Ah, well, you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. And yes, and any updates are over there. I don't throw dice that much. Okay.
Hello, I am Pooja, and if you want to hear me play more TTRPGs, you can find me on the Happy Jacks RPG Network and making a special appearance on Queen's Court Games.
Awesome. I'm Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games, but you know that. And thank you so much for supporting the show. We appreciate it. We will see you next month with a new agent and an agent in critical condition who really probably I mean, that was bad. So we will talk to you next month. Bye, everybody.
Bye.